Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday, October 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. In this hour, every Friday, we do a history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Constitutional Convention.
Right. And so I did have just enough time to watch that video that you sent me.
Yes, sir.
About the way the Constitution sets up the election of presidents.
Correct.
And
Article 2.
I can just tell you absolutely the founders, the authors, the framers of our Constitution would have never gone for this movement, if you can call it that.
Yep.
A compact, an agreement among states that they would say, let's get enough states that have 270 electoral votes and make an agreement with each other that if we will, no matter how the vote goes in our state, whoever wins the most votes, the popular winner, we will throw our electors at that person.
Correct.
No way would that have ever happened. Okay, no way. So let me just say this. First of all, in the Constitution, you didn't even vote for president. Citizens didn't vote for president. They vote for a set of electors. Now, you would talk to this elector, and you know who they were, and you could know, for instance, maybe they were more Republican or they're more Federalists.
Sure.
And so you would vote for somebody that you believed that would be for, let's say, Adams or Jefferson in 1800. That's how it worked. There was no, you didn't go to the ballot and it didn't say Adams, Jefferson. It's not how it worked. And
it wasn't even on their ballot in 1800.
Correct. And so, now, listen to this, too. Now, I wasn't quite going to go this direction, but you asked me to. The framers of our Constitution, and you can read the Federalist Papers, they did not want a democracy. Not even the Jeffersonians or Madison. The country was dividing up during the first Washington administration, between those people that wanted more federal power, national power, and those that wanted more state power, between Republicans, Jeffersonians, that wanted more power residing in the states, and the Federalists, so-called, led by Alexander Hamilton, John Adams, and yes, and George Washington, that believed in a stronger central government. But nobody would have wanted this. Nobody would have wanted this. A democracy. Not even Jefferson would have wanted this, because he believed in state authority. I mean, this is kind of rather complicated, but I guarantee you nobody would have wanted that that framed our Constitution would have wanted what they're suggesting.
I got a quote sent to me that said, "This national popular vote interstate compact undermines the principle of federalism, diminishing states' importance in presidential elections.
Absolutely.
It will lead to nationwide recounts, increase the influence of the large urban metro cities at the expense of rural voters in low populated states. For any conservative presidential candidate to prevail, he would be forced to compromise his values."
I think that's probably true. Now, by the way, years ago, I met the man, one of the men that was promoting this across the country.
Saul Anousis.
Okay, and he...
Is that the man?
You know, I think it was, but I'm not going to say yes, but okay. I think it was.
Okay, very good. We'll pick it up on the other side. I got more text messages coming in already. Short break with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Pastor Chatfield regarding the Constitutional Convention. One last text message on this issue of Article 2. One of the original founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton, said of the Electoral College, and he believes this quote came during the debate of the Constitutional Convention when they were discussing Article 2 and elections and this particular provision. He got up and said, quote, "If the manner of the Electoral College be not perfect, it is at least excellent," end quote, by Alexander Hamilton. I don't know if that's true or not, if it actually was quoted from the Constitutional Convention or not. But what you're saying, Pastor Chatfield, this is absolutely the type of issues and the type of things they had to debate. How long of time period, if you know, did the Constitutional Convention take? How long did they debate and fight back and forth discussing every single article of the original first Constitution?
I think it was May to September 17th. And so it was a few months, mostly in the summer. The people began arriving in Philadelphia. They met in what we now call Independence Hall. Wasn't known that then. Same place where we had the Declaration of Independence. And again, I'm telling you, nobody would have wanted this national election. On the one hand, the Jeffersonians, who are known as, let me back up again. There were two sets of two arguments here. Two sets of people arguing this. Were the Articles of Confederation strong enough? Did it have enough teeth? Pretty much everybody said no, it didn't. But some of them said let's revise it. But the other side, Alexander Hamilton and Madison said, both of them said, who later would become separate parties. In other words, at the convention, Hamilton and Madison were largely in agreement with each other. As time progressed, Hamilton began to be a leader of the what became known as the Federalist, and Madison became one of the leaders of the Republicans. And so these things are fluid. But the big argument initially was, hey, should we just revise the articles? And it pretty soon, as they met, that it was decided, no, we got to start all over. We got to scrap it.
We got to write a new rule book for the federal government. We got to come up with something new.
Right. And it took the man that was immediately elected as president to preside over the convention was George Washington. If he would not have been there, if he would not have been elected the president of the convention, it would have had no chance whatsoever. He was the undisputed leader of the country. He was the man that after the Revolution went back to the Continental Congress and resigned his commission and went home to Mount Vernon and says, I'm retiring from public life. But even he could see what was going on during the Articles. The Articles of Confederation, some of the weaknesses of it, it took 9 of 13 states to agree on anything to pass a law. It took 13 of 13 states to amend the Articles. There was no executive. There was no power to tax. It was too much. You could only request funds from states. It's like you getting a tax bill in your house from Antrim County and them saying, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Bishop, could you find it in your heart to send us some money? You don't do that. You have to tax. I mean, as much as we don't like taxes, you got to have taxes, and it's a requirement.
If I'm understanding the Articles of Confederacy, there was no actually ability for the country to enter into treaties, to do trade. It would have been each individual state would have had to do that with other countries just to be able to trade goods and materials with them.
Exactly right. France began to send, they were preparing to send 13 different ambassadors because it was almost like dealing with 13 different countries. Mm. The states could coin their own money. They were taxing goods coming in and out of their states. I mean, it was chaotic. It was not strong enough.
It wasn't going to work.
It wasn't, and it didn't work. There was a guy named Daniel Shays, who lived in Western Massachusetts with that that fought in the Revolution. They were rebelling against Massachusetts, and they didn't like taxes. And George Washington looked at that and says, "This cannot go on. We've got to come together and have a more powerful government." George Washington said, "Our view of mankind probably was too optimistic." In other words, we thought people would say, "Hey, let's all get along. Let's all pair. You know, let's work together." It doesn't work like that. Now, right. It is possible to have too much government. True. But it's also possible to have too little government. And that was the case under the Articles. And so that's why they met.
Now, this started May of 1787. Again, Constitution Day, known as September 17th, 1787. The items that they went through, I'm sure you were prepared to talk about the Constitutional Convention itself. What do you see as the main bullet points of the convention itself that you prepared for this lesson plan?
Okay, first, it was the biggest argument was on the legislative branch, Article 1. Now, let me just go to Article 2, because it was originally debated whether you should have three presidents. And so that three presidents. That was debated. Should the president serve for a lifetime? Should we have somebody like Alexander Hamilton was not completely opposed to a limited monarch.
Because they even discussed at one point the title itself should have been king.
Yes, the Federalists were more inclined to say, look, we've got to have a strong head. We must have a strong head. Limited monarch, possibly. The one advantage of monarchy is there's not, hey, you know who the next monarch is? It brings stability. But that was not going to fly. I mean, we had just had a revolution against King George III. That wasn't going to fly. But Hamilton, wanted a strong executive, and eventually it was decided he'd serve a four-year term. Remember, originally, there was no term limit on the president.
Sure.
That was only established by
FDR.
Correct, after FDR. But Washington set a precedent. Hey, two terms
I'm out of here.
Everybody followed that until FDR. And then when FDR didn't follow it, then we came up, hey, we got to make an amendment that it's only two terms. So,
right.
And there was a question about judges and should they serve for life and so on. That was debated. But the huge issue was concerning representation in the Congress. That was the biggest contention. You had something called the Virginia Plan, which they wanted, even though, and this was Madison's, he wanted two separate houses, but he wanted the more populous states to have more representation in both houses. And so, that's what he wanted. And then there was something called the New Jersey Plan, and they says, no, we need equal representation in the legislature. In other words, small states have as much say as the large states. Now, on that video you sent me, I can't remember who the guy that was made the video. He's a well-known lawyer.
Robert Reich, the little midget man from the Clinton administration.
Right. I recognize the face. Couldn't recall the name. But anyway, they said, well, it's not democratic. Okay, back up. First of all, we didn't form a democracy. And specifically, nobody wanted a democracy. Now, it is true that there was a contingent of people that wanted more power direct. They wanted power closer to the disposal of the people. But there were other ones who wanted power away from the people, more remote from the people, because they didn't trust the people. Now, here was the compromise. It was called the Connecticut Compromise. And basically, this is what happened. They said, let's have two houses, okay? The Senate, two senators from each state, selected by the state legislatures, regardless of size, every state will get two votes in the Senate. And then you'll have the House of Representatives. And that representation in the House will be based upon population. So that was a compromise. And by the way, there were many, many, many compromises in the convention. You know, we didn't even talk about the compromise to scrap the articles. I mean, and you've heard me say this before on your program.
Sure.
The truth of the matter is they really didn't even have the authority to do that, but they did it anyway. And in other words, we were under the Articles of Confederation, which required 13 of 13 states to approve of any change in the Constitution. Rhode Island never even showed up at the convention. And so how could you scrap the articles when you didn't even have all 13 states represented? They said, well, sorry, Rhode Island, we're going to do it anyway. We have to. And you'll be stuck. And they were stuck. And eventually they approved of it because they had no choice. That was a big deal. And they just went ahead and did it. They just went ahead and did it. And they decided it was going to take 9 of 13 states to approve before the that was in Article 7, before the Constitution would become authoritative. That was just decided. That was just pulled out of the air. Lots of things like that happened. And there were some people that, and they could see where it was going. I know Patrick Henry from Virginia was, you know, he was kind of selected to go. And he says, I'm not going. I smell a rat. He could see where this was going. And it did give more authority to the central government. And that is the way it is. That is what we got. When they first met, the first thing they decided was, we're taking an oath of silence. Nobody in this room is going to tell everybody what we're debating. Why? Because if we go out there and blab and say, well, this happened, I didn't like that, it never would have gotten approved. And if it wouldn't have gotten approved, the country would have broken apart. It wouldn't have been a country. You can make an argument that we became a country when the Constitution was ratified. You can make that argument. I don't buy that argument, but it's, in other words, we would have split apart. I would liken it to this, like at a political convention, when you elect, when the delegates select, Donald Trump to be our nominee, the party sure. comes together and say, yay for Donald Trump. And there's a lot of guys up there holding hands and raising their hands when the balloon falls and everybody's cheering yep. in their heart. They're saying, man, I'd do a better job if I were there. But you can't do that. You got to jump on board. You got to stand together. And that's what parties do.
And that ultimately is what they had to do in order to ratify the Constitution.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Right before the right at the day they were when they were voting to approve the Constitution, the delegates were.
Yep.
Ben Franklin said, you know, there's parts of this Constitution I think I wish would have been different. But you know what? All my disagreements with this Constitution, I'm burying them. And he said, you know what? I might be wrong, too. This thing might be perfect. I don't know. But from now on, we're going to go out and we're going to sell this to everybody. We have to sell it. Otherwise, you know, and he said this earlier in the convention, we're going to slit each other's throats. The country would not have survived without these delegates approving of it and without the states ratifying it. And please remember this.